The Judith Rothschild Foundation Contemporary Drawings Collection, a collection of approximately 2,600 works, including the output of some 650 artists, explores a comprehensive and dynamic definition of drawing. The collection is the brainchild of Harvey S. Shipley Miller, the trustee of the Judith Rothschild Foundation and a member of the Committee of Drawings and the Board of MoMA. In an extraordinary philanthropic effort, Mr. Shipley Miller assembled this body of work between 2003 and 2005. In May 2005, the acquisition of the collection was proposed to the Committee on Drawings at MoMA, and it was decisively approved. Adhering to the Gestalt and inclusive philosophy that governed the collection, we wanted to develop a means to celebrate the artists represented in this collection, in conjunction with the exhibition Compass in Hand, and welcome their oft-times new connection to MoMA. A striking 350 artists entered MoMA's collection for the first time with this gift. You are here today to witness MoMA's first series of Pecha Kucha-style lectures, conceived to give voice to as many artists as possible in the Judith Rothschild Contemporary Drawings Collection over the course of our public programmings in May. We will have five or six different artists speaking at each Pecha Kucha series. Pecha Kucha, which literally means chit-chat, is an informal Japanese presentation format designed to easily and efficiently show a broad spectrum of artwork. As per the title of our lecture series, 5 by 20 by 20, we will ask each participating artist to show 20 slides, allowing only 20 seconds per slide. The Judith Rothschild Foundation Drawings Collection, contemporary in focus, expansive in nature, was intended in the words of Mr. Shipley Miller to provide a cross-section of a moment in time. In assembling a diverse group of artists and their equally varied art practices here today, we hope to capture the inclusive spirit that governed this collection. Amy Cutler, Jeff Davis, Tom Knechtel's work all narrate fantastical lands with mysterious figures dreamed up from convoluted personal mythologies. Each artist, however, has a drastically different aesthetic, ranging from laboriously detailed illustration to the gestural, spontaneous classroom doodle. Esther Partigas is not devoted to one artistic discipline. Instead, she works in a wide range of media, exploring our daily practices of consumption. Jamie Davidovich, though known primarily for his video work, is represented in our collection by an early 1970s conceptual work, probing the nature of space and questioning the meaning of art. As all of the artists here today will be put to the timer, I too will be brief and forego the introducing each artist in depth. I ask you to refer to their bios on our handout sheet, and they will speak in the order listed on their sheet. Upon completion of this presentation, we'll have a brief question and answer period. Please feel free to ask general questions to the assembled group, or alternately, to ask specific questions to any one artist. Before I hand things over to our first guest, I'd like to remind you that there's no food or drink allowed in the auditorium. And I would also like to thank my colleagues in the Education Department, Pablo Helguera, Laura Belliz, and Emma N. Derby for organizing this event. Thank you.
Mandala is a geometric figure representing the universe in Hindu and Buddhist symbolism. In psychoanalysis, mandala is a symbol in a dream, representing the dreamer's search for completeness and self-unity. Polylompus tetraflacidontix, sugar, corn flour, modified cornstarch, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, one or more of coconut, cottonseed, and soybean, which may add a negligible amount of fat. Sodium ascorbate, monosodium glutamate, gum arabic, niacinamide, reduced iron, zinc oxide, pyridoxine hydrochloride, turmeric color, calcium phosphate, riboflavin, thiamine hydrochloride, red number 40, blue number 1, yellow number 6, BHT, lime, and other natural flavors. contains wheat. Barbarians is a spider net of heavy chain. In this case, we don't flaunt the chain. It flaunts us, almost like a trophy. It's the bling bling turned upside down. Yes to everything. Yes to more of it. Yes to all. Yes to gold. Yes to silver. Yes to big. Yes to more and more. Yes to that as well. Yes to change. Yes, I do. Daily Collapse is a series of collage/paintings. The painting task had to be executed fast and the result had to appear dramatic. The collaged material had to bring us to daily life. It had to consist of recognizable objects, words or sentences taken directly from magazines. This work came out of the necessity to reorganize two-dimensional material around ideas of desire, attachment, and failure. Ooze is a video installation depicting the landscape of the margin, the frontier between the center of what we understand as the civilized, the controlled, the hygienic, and what we leave to the periphery, what's out there, the leaking part, the unimportant, the uncultured. The video is a meditative static shot of this common microcosm we often take for granted. Here it becomes alive, and after some time spent watching it, somehow even, to my surprise, redeeming. This sculpture is called Eclipse, and it is a symbiosis which the dictionary defines as. Symbiosis describes the interaction between two different organisms living in close physical association, typically to the advantage of both. Ghost is a video projected on a cassette polyurethane piece. In the video, the wind calms the water, the garbage breathes, the iPod graphics make the billboard dance, the clouds pass undetectably, the pigeon decides to leave. This is a series of 16 street snapshots that are part of my working documents. These photos run parallel and simultaneously to my studio practice. I'm not sure how my street vision affects my work in the studio and also how my studio work allows me to see the street differently. It's a total symbiotic relationship. Invaders is a series of paintings on plexiglass, the landscape of the ubiquitous garbage bin which has become urban furniture at the same level as the street lamp, the tree, or the bench. The bins have an organic cycle of life. They grow and they shrink. They ingest, breathe, and regurgitate. They form a barricade. They are invasive. And they remind us of what we don't want, and above all, of what we don't want to be. We the People is a series of black and white snapshots, which then I paint over with Photoshop and I collage magazine cutouts on it. I was very interested in the choreography of the citizens slash shoppers in their natural habitat on the stage. How they establish directions, how they relate to objects around them. The collaged part from the magazines loses its outer advertising mode and it becomes more like an inner monologue. It's an already internalized echo from the outside. This series of photos are titled What You Are, The World Is. This project became a wonderful discovery for me. The closer I was getting to this very common object, the closer I was getting to myself. My fascination with the leftovers, the detritus, the reject, came after spending a lot of time in airports, shopping malls, plazas, etc., which most of my earlier work is focused on. Suddenly, the most alive thing in such non-places was the rejected, the consumed. It has become a whole microcosm for me. I find that what we call in general terms garbage are precisely the things that have had a very intimate relationship with us. We have probably ingested them and or we have paid for them and taken them home with us.